ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble question. This question is about the way of remedying sins, right? This is a very common question. It's an ethical question that a lot of people, they ask. And this question, it's even asked during the time of the Prophet, from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Aima. Fortunately, we have numerous hadiths regarding this subject. In these hadiths, there have been allusions to the ways of remedying sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said that there is a remedy for every ailment, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَى, and the remedy for sins is seeking forgiveness, وَدَوَاءُ الذُّنُوبِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. The remedy for sins is asking forgiveness from God. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said, the believer is given 72 veils, of which one is torn off every time he sins. This could be veils separating him from hell, right? It could also be a reference to, veils which God puts between this person and, this person's faults and other people, right? So God obviously veils this person's ailments, his faults, his mistakes from other people, right? He's Sattarul Uyub. It's one of his names. Right, the more that a person sins, it could be that he's rending and he's tearing these veils until finally all of the veils are torn and, this person becomes exposed, in front of other people. This could be one interpretation of this hadith. When he repents, however, Allah returns. This is a continuation of the hadith. The Prophet said, when he repents, however, when he does the istighfar, فَإِنْ تَابَ رَدَّهُ اللَّهُ. When he repents, Allah returns the veil to its original state. That veil which was torn and which was rent, it comes back to its original state, and God grants him 7 more in addition. He also increases, the veils, these veils, right? This is one of the beautiful effects of repentance, right? When something breaks in this world, no matter how good you repair it, it's never as good as it was in the beginning when you first bought it, But even like our bodies, when we get sick, a lot of times when we get sick, even if we get better, we don't feel as good as we did, before we were sick. In many cases, illnesses are like this. But repentance is so beautiful that even, when we repent, we find ourselves, after repentance, we become, in one sense, according to this hadith, we find ourselves in a better spiritual state than we would have been had we not repented, right? So, of course, this is with the, assumption that a person's repentance is accepted, right? Repentance has a number of conditions, shurut. If those are fulfilled, right, then this effect that has been mentioned in these hadiths, it will, we will see it and it will occur, right? And that is that, Allah will restore the veil to its original state and also grant the person 7 more veils in addition to it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the remedy for sins. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program, The Key, on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.